Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Kufhei, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, the third last line from the page of the page with the word Shimon Bar Vava. Shimon Bar Vava B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan V'Hu Shezoira. And we're continuing the previous sugya. He can only reduce payment if he had already sown when this plague or the high wind struck, because if not, then the yachel meimalei ilo havas zarasa havas avda sagin. The owner can tell him, if you would have planted it, you would have produced a large amount. The question is, if all of the neighboring fields were also struck, how would it have helped to have already sown? The answer is, the owner could say, Hashem is patient with the evildoers, perhaps he would have made a miracle and saved my crops. The question is though, but if there were other fields there that they partnered in and they were struck, and it seems therefore that Hashem is punishing this landowner, so Yochem Meimele Adhoch Adcha Havina Chayev Ba Michal Alon Lina Chayev Ba. The owner could say the other fields were a punishment, but this field is no longer a punishment, and it was a sharecropper's mazal that caused it to happen. And we come now to the next Mishnah, which is at the beginning of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. If a sharecropper received a field in Chakirus with an agreement to give 10 kor of wheat per year, and the wheat was ruined by high winds, he should pay the owner from any crops that grew that year. If good quality wheat grew, a sharecropper can't say, I'm paying you from wheat that I'm going to buy in the market, rather he has to give the wheat from the actual field. And the Gemara says, Tani, we learnt in a Braisa, Hamakaba Sadami Yisrael, and we add these words, Toyuem Benoisen Loi, with Meir Oime, Maase Benoisen Loi. So if a sharecropper received a field from Yisrael in Chakirus, he has to separate only Trimma Gedola, and then give the owner the amount that they agreed upon. Maisa will then be separated by the owner. Rabbi Yehuda Oime, we add over here this whole piece, Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Im Nosen Loi Ma'oisa Sade Ma'oisa Amin, Toyuem Benoisen Loi, Misade Acheres, Amin Acher, Rida says, if he gave him produce from that field and that species, the sharecropper separates only truma. If he gave him from a different field or a different species, then he must also give maisa before he gives it to the owner. If he gave from that field, whether from the same species or from a different one, he only has to give truma and then give the owner his portion. And then we say, Im Misade Acheres Nosan Loi Ben Ma'oisa Hamin Ben Mimin Ache Masa Venoisen Loi. And the next section is taken out. Means if he gave from another field, whether from the same species or from a different one, he also has to take off Masa and then give the owner his portion.